And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, and see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we get those gears turning in our own head and see where it takes us. So I went out in search of more places to acquire beer, places that I might be able to sit down, hang out, chit-chat with people out and about. And this bar that I ended up at, talking to one guy, well, before I even started talking to him, on the TV was a rodeo that was going on. And he turned to me and said, because as I was actively watching it, the bar was on the empty side. And he turned to me and asked, are you really into rodeos? And I said, no, but I respect them. Those people are crazy enough to go out and ride on bulls and horses that just want to kick them off. And not something I would do, but I respect the craziness of it. And he looks at me like I'm some sort of crazy man just because I'm willing to respect someone that's just like that to go out there and do that. And so then he looked at me and he goes, so if you're not into rodeos, do you look like you race cars? I said, no, don't do that either. I actually find that with things like that, like racing cars and riding bulls, trouble comes with paperwork. And he looks at me and he thinks for a moment, nods and shakes his head and says, you're too smart for your own good. You need to get out of your own way. And I agree with him. It's kind of dull leading a life where trying to avoid the extra paperwork, avoid the fun. Because all of the fun stuff is stuff you're not supposed to do. Isn't that how it's supposed to go? And he asked me what hobbies I have. Kind of funny, seeing as just moved here. I am a recovering workaholic, somewhere between choice and necessity. And I couldn't think of much. The closest I could come up with was float in the river. But I hadn't found a river to float out here yet. He pointed me towards a direction. It's a little bit more of a jaunt than I've done before as far as going somewhere to go float a river. But the option is there. But I've been stuck with that question. What is my hobby? What do I do for fun outside of work? And I didn't have much thought on that until, well, I did some quick internet researching. And there you've got quite the list of several different things that you can do as a hobby. Reading being one of the more popular ones, and I guess that makes sense. I wouldn't call that something fun to do in my leisure time. Just something that I do. It's an effort to put forth. But if there's no monetary gain from it, if there's no business requirement for it, I guess it qualifies. So all of my audiobook reading is doing something. Watching TV apparently is a hobby. I thought that was just a time waster. Didn't know that that was a pursuit of something grander. But again, a hobby is just something you do in your leisure time. I figure something like podcasting. Now, when the list goes on to list podcasting, it only mentions that listening to them, not doing them. That's okay. It's good to have something enjoyable. But I figured that a hobby was an attempt to pursue, again, those greater things of improving yourself. Hunting and team sports are also listed within hobbies. Talking to the coworker, he is in jujitsu. And so as a means to improve on oneself, not a necessary skill, he is needs for the current job, so an incentive there to improve on himself, something extracurricular from work, extracurricular from life, to again hone and improve on skills. Gardening as a hobby, one of those things that I didn't even think about being a hobby, but I don't want to plant flowers, I'd rather plant vegetables, and I'm not even getting there yet. Just made a space for a garden bed to go in, a raised garden bed. And so, my hobby of gardening, I see it as planting food, not necessarily a hobby, but that's how it's going to be considered, seeing as fishing, hunting, like I said about hunting, being those of sport and somewhere not really required. Sewing and quilting are hobbies, arts and crafts, very artistic, Again, something to do within your leisure time. Be creative. Fixing cars is actually on the list of hobbies. Kind of funny to come across on that. Except the way they list it within these lists is restoring an antique car. Well, none of my cars are antiques yet. They may qualify as classics in the legal definition of getting license plates. And while there is a zen to fixing your vehicle, getting in there, getting your hands all greasy, wrenching on things, again, I saw it more as a job, a necessity, a requirement. I need my vehicles working so they do their job, so I can do my jobs. Playing music. Now, I've created my own fair share of music, as you've heard on this podcast. I've got a set of drums, self-taught drummer since high school, not really in a band. Need to sit down and bang on the drums just a little bit more. That would qualify as a hobby. Doesn't get me out of the house, but it is a hobby. Housework being qualified as a hobby. Cleaning. Somehow, not something I would consider fun. Sounds more like a job. Cooking as a hobby. I like to cook. Again, cooking is somewhere between a necessity and whatnot, but when you can go above and beyond and you make the chocolate chip cookies or the key lime pie, fancy cake, or fancy steak, you go all out above and beyond, maybe just for one night, just to have fun, maybe it's a regular thing, I guess that qualifies again as a hobby. Church activities and volunteer work as well, qualifying as hobbies. Again, something else that I would have never considered, contemplated being something to be done as a hobby, but it totally justified. It not only gets you out and about, makes you an active member of society, helping out in ways that other people aren't able to do. It fills you with a sense of belonging, sense of need, sense of pride, of helping out, being that member. And so all of my hobbies, according to at least this list, I don't view as hobbies. They're just things that I do in life. Things that, at least the things that I did in the past life, I made time for because I qualified them as requirements outside of when I did cook fancier meals or whatnot. But now that I'm not breaking myself to survive, but I still have to work to survive, and I still have chores to do. Chores are not hobbies, and yet hobbies can be chores. No, chores can be hobbies if you like doing them. But they can scare people off as well. Again, coming as a recovering workaholic, where's my downtime? My downtime is in my hobbies, apparently. Prepping the yard for that garden box. Fixing the car to make sure it runs. Podcasting, I see again as that skill, this attempt at getting ready for retirement. Got a couple decades to go before I'm there, but get to practice in now. Chisel away at my 10,000 hours. Eventually, I'll be good. Things that I would like to include as hobbies. Could I include road tripping? Going on vacations? I see vacation as what it's supposed to be. You're supposed to go off and be lazy, be adventurous. There's only so much that that hobby can be afforded, at least on my budget. And so I guess I look towards the little bit cheaper ones. So maybe looking at this list, I can go to the beach. Few-hour drive, should probably plan on a hotel. That just got expensive. Billiards. I can play some pool. Seems fair enough. Never considered it a hobby, just considered it something you did when you went out. Going to the theater. Now, I am not a connoisseur of Broadway, but I can understand it. Going there and appreciating people's acting chops, the ability to memorize lines and embody a character and broadcast it forth so everybody can partake in, consume that story. Tennis, horseback riding, running. Won't be doing any of those things. Dancing? Figured that's just what you did in the kitchen when the music was going. Bowling? Animal care? Well, bowling sounds like a hobby. Animal care? Didn't know that was a hobby, but I guess if you're doing it, just do it out of the goodness of your heart. Going there to the animal shelter, volunteering your time, or just going to your neighbor's property and mucking out the horse stalls to make sure that they got a nice, clean place to hang out, to sleep at. Camping as a hobby. It's a good one, especially if you combine it with hiking. Go out and adventure. See the wilderness. But even just a mere walk around the block on this list qualifies as a hobby. cheap and effective. Getting you out of the house, something you enjoy to do on your leisure time. I guess if you enjoy walking around the neighborhood, there's nothing wrong with that. And especially if you get to say hey to Bob and Sue and Betty and Jim as you walk around and see what they're doing in their yard. See what hobbies they're working on. Are they working on cars? Are they working on their garden? Can you hear their son playing the drums in the top room because he left the window open? Or do you swing on by and ask if old Bill wants to play some cards? Doesn't even have to be the normal deck of bicycle playing cards, the ace through the king series of cards. Plenty of other card games out there. Board gaming seems like a justified hobby. But merely socializing, number 18 on this list, or sleeping as a hobby. Saw sleeping and I kind of threw my hands up. And I said, what is this? This is silly. This is nonsense. But something done in your leisure, off time. And some people really like sleeping. I sleep when I need it. Had to take a nap the other day. Didn't consider that fun, but I know there are days where I know I would appreciate it if I actually did just sit down. But socializing as a hobby, I guess that works out. People like to go out places and specifically just to chit-chat, to yammer, to bounce ideas off of one another, to network, to socialize in the definition of socializing. But that exchange of ideas or just the mingling, getting in that vibe of everything that's going on. Entertaining as a hobby seems that something to do on the regular. Entertaining seems to be a lot, unless it's a part of your job. Entertaining people for my previous life's annual barbecue and float. That was, I could call that a hobby, but that was a chore. That was a job. But it was fun. And I enjoyed it and would do it again. So what all do you do for a hobby? What do you do when you're off time? Is it merely just sitting and vegging out in front of the TV? Do we get to bend some of the Billy Bones strict rules on having a hobby and say that sleeping is our hobby? Come home, kick our shoes off, take a nap, then get up and resume the day? I could consider that a hobby. Not necessarily if we come home and just sleep because we want to sleep because we don't want to do anything else. I think an active participation within your own life, an active mind, keeps us young and healthy at heart and mind. So that way we can keep on doing the things that we enjoy doing, so we can expand our thought processes, improve ourselves, so that way we're not just a one-dimensional character in this game of life. And we have something artistic to add into life. It can be as minimal as collecting stamps or coins, something that, or seashells even. Something that doesn't add much value, but there's a beauty to it. There's a flow. We can make and we can tinker with things. Again, that arts and crafts, be it from modeling, be it painting the little small figurines. If you play, is it Warhammer or one of those tabletop games? Maybe your hobby includes 3D printing as creating something, building it up. Sewing, again, going back to sewing as making our own clothes to be frugal and efficient. Or maybe we have that own design that we have in our head. We want to expand. We want to be able to grow, sell our ideas. Or just maybe it's that quilting again. Having something that we can gift. Someone can wrap themselves up on a cold winter day. Or is it that we go out, we play sports, play kickball or local beer league hockey or beer league baseball, whatever the sports deal is. Sounds like an exertion of too much energy for me. I tend to beat myself up on my off time, as we've already discussed. But for those of us who have the energy that want to do that, definitely qualifies as a hobby. Or again, do we go in through the liberal arts? Do we read? Do we write? I guess journaling qualifies. But at the same time, can we go so far as to attempt to write articles, whether or not they get published? But pushing ourselves. What do we do in forms of the musical pursuits? Playing guitar, playing drums? Do we learn how to play the MIDI keyboard? Do we take up dancing, acting, or singing? Something to express ourselves in all of the ways that are possible. But a hobby, an activity that someone does for pleasure when they are not working. When are we not working? When are we not trying to achieve something greater that all we want to do is just improve on life? And is not working, is that a qualifier for not gainfully employed in this pursuit? Because again, as I look at my yard work, which may qualify as gardening, as I look at cooking, whether or not the meal is bountiful or not, might qualify as a hobby in how in-depth I put it. Wrenching on my cars while not gainfully employed might qualify as a hobby on some level, but is it not work? I think a gainful employment situation might be a better argument for it. But what do we do? How do we expand ourselves? How do we build up that little bit of knowledge that we have? Again, so that way we can enjoy life and spread the fruits of our labor to the greater world to make sure that everybody else can enjoy what we have to offer. And I've been Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter, for now, until they shut that down, at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noagendasocial.com. I've got a website. In case you can't figure out either of those situations, you want to be able to get in contact with me, go to billybones.com. Remember that is spelt with the number 3 instead of the letter E. And there's a link for email. So if you need to write a long diatribe, you just want to see some show notes, minimal show notes today, or you want to find some of the past episodes, you want to find some other things that are linked on the website, like the Tabletop Woodworks, one of my other hobbies or employment. And this is a Value for Value podcast, as you will see on said website. If you found value out of this podcast, be it the single episode or the entire catalog, fantastic. Thank you. I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask that you do is you give this show a share. Maybe someone else finds a talking point, finds the gears, start turning within their own head. They can go out and get the conversation started with friends or family. But if you found that my effort has been worth a monetary value because I am not forcing you to listen to ads, I am not blocking this behind a paywall, and you want to give me just a couple shekels, a couple little pennies, how you feel, whatever it's worth, be it $1, $5, or $500, if it's worth that much to you. Again, you go to the website, billybones.com, you scroll all the way down, you click that Value for Value button, it'll take you to PayPal, you chip in, you donate, you support the show in a number that you feel is appropriate. But if you don't like using U.S. dollars and you got a podcasting 2.0 compliant app, you go to podcastapps.com. And even if you're an Apple user, you can download these and all your favorite Apple podcasts will be there. But all these newfangled podcasting 2.0 apps offer the chance to stream or boostagram little tiny bits of Bitcoin called Satoshis. And today, well, I guess last week, Sir Sean in the Allegheny Valley through the app Castomatic was streaming 121 Satoshis a minute for a grand total of 1,815 Satoshis. Is that just under a dollar to listen to that last episode? Thank you, sir. Thank you for helping me keep the lights on. But thank you, everybody else, for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.